With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump makes a triumphant return to Capitol Hill.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Mr. Trump addressing a joint session of Congress last night, referring to the attempts on his life, the president says, "I was saved by God to make America great again. I believe that." Mr. Trump also believes prospects for an end to the war in Ukraine have improved now that both sides indicate a desire for peace talks.
It's time to stop this madness. It's time to halt the killing. It's time to end this senseless war. If you want to end wars, you have to talk to both sides.
Mr. Trump also defends his embrace of tariffs, acknowledging some short-term pain for what he says will be long-term gain. And his address, one for the record books.
Walking in at 1 hour and 40 minutes, Donald Trump's speech set a record for the longest address to a joint session of Congress. He broke the previous record set by President Bill Clinton's 2000 State of the Union address, which ran about 1 hour, 29 minutes. That's according to the American Presidency Project at the University of California at Santa Barbara, which has tracked speech length since 1964.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan with the Democrat response.
Donald Trump's actions suggest that in his heart, he doesn't believe we're an exceptional nation.
Some of her fellow Democrats simply could not contain themselves during the speech, one of them jumping up, screaming, waving a walking stick in the air. Refusing to sit down and behave himself, he had to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant at arms. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 117 points. NASDAQ futures had 110. This is SRN News. Babies are being saved by pro-life laws.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, "These pro-life laws are saving life." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal analysts think the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is not gay. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. During arguments, Justice Brett Kavanaugh suggested that sex discrimination laws must be applied equally, whether the person is homosexual or heterosexual. SRN News. President Trump's tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China have drawn predictable criticism from those countries, but not from the Speaker of the House.
Just after midnight last night, Mr. Trump imposed 25% levies on Mexican and Canadian imports, with a 10% limit on Canadian energy. He also doubled last month's tariff on Chinese products to 20%. House Speaker Mike Johnson expects a recalibration once all the fury dies down.
My suspicion is if there's a country that's charging us hypothetically 100% tariffs on imports and we do the same, they will begin to lower those import tariffs pretty quickly.
Those reductions may take time as all three countries announced retaliatory tariffs, with U.S. markets racking up losses during Tuesday's trading. George Williams reporting.
Vice President Vance planning to visit the southern border to highlight Trump administration immigration policies. Vance will be joined in Eagle Pass, Texas today by the Defense Secretary and Director of National Intelligence. SRNNews.com.